estate agency culture. What does it mean to you, Chris? Talk to me.
This is the big question of the day. I mean, it's very important. You're either in a sales environment, sales culture, or you're in a relationship culture, and it can't be both. And it's estate agents will say, well, you know, it's a people business. We love people, you know, we're developing our relationships with customers.
Yes.
But they're still selling to them at the same time. The opposite of that is the relationship culture, where you don't care whether you sell to them or not. You just want to build up an awareness of your brand. You want to help them out. If they don't use you, you still want to help them out. I mean, go back to John Savage again, because John
Starline.
I think he's the greatest agent. Underutilized, but I mean, John basically said, you know, he recommended a rival agent because the people were looking, they came to him, they were looking for a particular type of flat. He said, I don't have it, but if you go down there, they've got it, what you're looking for. And that's, you know, that's John in a relationship business. And it's going to come back to him, because when those people eventually sell their house, they're going to sell it through.
But that could be 10 years' time, and that could be long gone.
Well, you know, it's a long game.
But I want it now.
Well, you get into the sales culture then, compete with every other agent, and good luck to that.
Because that's what all estate agents do, isn't it? They're all trying to shout the loudest that they're the best, create competitive advantage, we're better, look how brilliant we are.
Yeah. And that's why they don't stand out.
It's interesting. On a Facebook forum, there was an agent who went to a local village fete, and he said, I would put big posters up announcing half price fees and giving brochures out. And he said it was like a plague, that the people just walked around him and refused to talk to him.
Sure.
And I asked him, what was your intent? Was it to give something or get something? And he says, well, I wanted to give by being there and being human. But fundamentally, what you've just said is, you've answered my question. I wonder where he was going wrong. He was there to try and get something. And
sure.
People can smell that, can't they?
They can. You can't be both. You've really got to work it out. You know, you're either sales and take the consequences with that, and take the success. If, you know, I mean, there's people going around with $1 million incomes. And if that's what you want, fine. The other side of the coin is, it's a relationship business. And if you develop that relationship and it's strong enough, nobody will even touch you, ever. You know, if I was selling my home, and let's just say I went with Simon Burt, if Purple Bricks or anybody came in and offered to do it for free, I wouldn't go with them, because I've got the relationship with Simon Burt that tells me I'm not interested in anybody else.
People buy from people.
Absolutely.
The problem is, though, Chris, there's no KPIs and there's no targets for relationships. So I'm not going to win with my boss, am I? Or does it require a change in attitude up the tree?
It requires a change in attitude up the tree, for certain. I mean, everything is profit-driven these days. The shareholders demand that, you know, you make it a certain amount of profit, with the exception of Purple Bricks and Evu and people like that. But
that's okay for corporates, but most of the people watching this, negotiators, valuers, branch managers, MDs, they're independents.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not, even the MDs, well, they're, let's be honest, the buck stops at the MD.
Sure.
They're not beholden to a KPI, but by the sounds of what you're telling me, they're thinking like corporates, acting like corporates, when in reality they should be playing the long game. The relationship game.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a hard choice to make. And I think you've got to ask yourself, you know, do I want to be with this firm? If the culture of the firm is sales driven, you know, yourself, you know, Foxtons and people like that are very much sales driven. A lot of independent agents, they couldn't care less about the relationships. And it's, you know, it can be a profitable business, and if that's the choice that you make, then fine. But don't moan about losing share and market share, this, that, and the other. If on the other hand you decide that relationships are more important to you, respect within the community is more important to you, values in life are more important to you, go down that route.
I mean, it does work. I train some of my clients, it's early days, we're in the summer of 2018, in a technique called the digital mayor, where they go and talk to shopkeepers who work in the town and ask them, why do you love living and working in this town? What makes the people of XYZ town so brilliant? And then the agent turns back down to camera and says, I think you should live and work here. I think this place is the best place in the world. Come and live here. And what happens is that something really weird happens. The people actually watch it are the people from the town, not the people wanting to move in. But because it's a good news story, people now stop him in the street. So you're so right.
And that is relationship distribution. You know, it's not distribution via a platform, it's relationship distribution. So if for instance, I mean, I know I don't want to talk about John Savage all the time, but John has done a lot of podcasts in Notting Hill and Ladbroke Grove, and he's talked to probably 50 or 60 people there. It's not so much what they say and whether, you know, it affects John or this, that and the other. It builds a relationship between that retailer and John. Now that's the distribution point. Now if John decided he was going to write an ebook or a paperback book or whatever he wanted to do, those 50 or 60 people within that community are distribution points. It's like Starbucks. Starbucks aren't a coffee shop. Starbucks are a distribution chain. If the owner of Starbucks decided that he wanted to be a best-selling author, he writes a book, he puts it into every one of his Starbucks chain, he's an instant bestseller.
Mm. Yeah.
So, an estate agent, if you go and interview with your digital mayor concept, if you go and interview those people, not only do you share the content, it's collaboration, and you're building a relationship that that person is going to help you out in future.
Well, what's really weird is, not weird if you think about it, by doing a little promo on that business, the business owner then really pushes it out to all their friends because they're very proud of it and they're talking about their little business. But next to their video of their business is a video about the property market.
That I don't agree with. I mean, I know that's what you do.
Well, talking about what's happening to property prices and rents and yields.
No, I think that's just riding on the back of someone else's moment of glory.
Okay.
Personally, I mean, in a different
video, not the same video,
yeah,
but creating almost like a TV channel or a destination website where you're talking about all the relevant things about the town, why it's a great place to live, which is homes to buy, what's happening to property prices, where to have the best coffee, where the best schools are, what's happening to property prices in the school catchment areas, why this bakery is brilliant. Just talking about the locality, becoming almost like a local newspaper.
I agree with all that. I mean, Dexter's in London do it, not so much on a podcast, but they do it with their magazine. You know, they interview all the local,
yeah,
all the local businesses around there. I think it, you know, Dexter's sort of great to do that. I'm just a bit wary of riding on the back of someone else's, as I say, moment of glory. I think you doing it or any estate agent, whether it's Luke or whoever, is doing it, great. It portrays them as an expert, if you like, of that area. There's no need to then go and sell. You know, we're getting back to that sort of sales or
I can assure you they're not selling their services. They're just saying, this is what's happening to property prices, yeah, factual, interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, if there's
it'll work. I mean, I just personally am a little bit against it, but I mean, I can see it working.
We're on the same page. It's just around different ends of it.
Sure. Yeah.
We're not selling the estate agents or trying to sell the service.
No, I mean, I think, you know, it's a great idea, great concept, and I think people who worry about what sort of content can I get, I mean, there's you know, nothing better than that. And it's like, I mean, Bobby Singh went and chatted to his local tailor and built
brilliant
a
video.
Yeah, built up. The guy was, perfectly normal guy, didn't really understand much what was going on in terms of business sense of what Bobby was trying to achieve. But Bobby was building him up and doing a great job. Bobby comes across as a great guy because he's doing that. He's actually, a customer. But that tailor whenever he's chatting to people, whether it's a tailor or a barber or whoever, if people come in and say, well, you know, how's life? Well, I'm selling my house. Who are you using as a agent? Oh, I don't know. Or Bobby Singh. You know, he's going to recommend Bobby because Bobby's done him, you know.
Done him a favour by giving. Interesting. Yeah. Thanks.